amendments to the Public Audit Amendment Bill, which will allow the Auditor General some powers to take some of his findings to the Hawks, SAPS and Public Protector for criminal investigation. This according to Chairperson of Parliament's Oversight Committee of Auditor General Vincent Smith, who addressed the media alongside the Auditor General Kimi Makwetu, who released the 2016-2017 AG report today. The latest report shows that only 33 municipalities have received clean audits for the 2016-2017 financial year. The report shows in 2017, municipalities spent 16 billion rands on irregular expenditure, and this year it increased to 28.37 billion rands. Smith says the amended bill will also give the Auditor General powers to recoup monies. In other news, the Musina local municipality says it will continue with its debt collection campaign to recover the 40 million rands owed by consumers regardless of today's protest. This as the group calling itself the Musina Residents Grievance Group handed over a memorandum of grievances to the municipality today in the wake of a possible water and electricity disconnection. The group is calling on the municipality to inform local residents of any tender contracts on time and that applications for RDP houses must be approved. Municipal spokesperson Wilson Zebu has commended the marchers for behaving in a peaceful manner today, adding that an amicable solution will be reached soon.
Yes, indeed, I can confirm that we have received the memorandum. They have given us 7 days to respond. We are going to sit as council and formulate response. Then we'll come back to them. The issues that are of our competency, we will work on them. Those that don't belong to the municipality, we'll forward them to the relevant departments.
ANC Secretary General